All right, so we've been through the top kill method and a saw. What's next? Everything but the kitchen sink, baby. We're trying to plug a leak, after all, that is flooding the Gulf of Mexico. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between, to the left, to the right, and all those gray spaces. Everybody's invited. This is about conversation here, and there's a lot of it going on about a couple of different things. Not just what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. It is top of mind, however. We can't help ourselves. It is summertime, and we're talking about beaches being destroyed and the concern over who done it and how much are the fishermen going to get and the shrimpers and all the people who make their livelihood in Alabama and Mississippi and now in Florida and some of the other Gulf Coast areas who see shattered dreams thanks to the chocolate syrup that is rolling closer and closer to those beaches. It's interesting because the president, who 7 weeks ago, I guess, was saying it's time to drill and open up those offshore oil leases, now is in a weird position because he's criticizing the idea that we're so dependent on fossil fuels, which, of course, yes, we are totally dependent on fossil fuels. And a lot of those reasons go back to the fact that we also became uber dependent on foreign sources. I mean, not just the Middle East. Everybody automatically thinks Middle East, and the Saudis. But our friends to the north, the Canadians, I mean, we are absolutely dependent on other outside sources. I've said this over and over and over again, but I'm going to say it again. If you'd like that, if you want to rent a good documentary, get how GM killed the electric car, because they did. The electric car could have been all over the place. Probably cheap. Wouldn't cost you as much as it does now if you have to get in line and if you can get your hands on one. And by now, at this point, from 15 years ago, it would have been in wide use. So some of the kinks would have been out. There would have been charging stations and all of that. Plus, nuclear energy. When you talk about nuclear energy, everybody runs and panics because you think of Three Mile Island. You can't help it, right? You think of Three Mile Island. We don't want that crap. We don't want it here. And then you look at the French and what they've been able to do with nuclear energy. And if we had that power and we had more of those plants and there were safe backup systems, perhaps we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in right now. So because of the disaster, he's seizing the opportunity, the president that is, and he called on Congress to roll back billions of dollars in tax breaks for oil and pass a clean energy bill that he's saying pushing forward would help the nation end our dependence on these fossil fuels, predicting that he's going to find political support for that legislation that would dramatically alter the way we do things, the way we fuel our homes and cars and what we do when it comes to a carbon footprint and how people would know more and how we would become that much more green. So I'm asking you this question, America. How frustrated are you when you hear things like this, knowing where we could have been before in an economical fashion? I mean, the problem is, and the truth of it is, if you want to go all out and you really, really want to so-called reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, at this point, for anyone in the squeezed middle class to be able to do that, they have to have serious bucks in the bank. You know, just pick up a phone, start making some phone calls, and you'll find out what I mean. You might get a tax break here or there because you do something like put more insulation in the attic. But what does it cost you to put the insulation in, and where are you getting the spare coin with the amount of taxes that you're paying now? But this is all part and parcel of what's happened because of the oil spill. I mean, the spill is horrific. It is ruining lives. Nobody wants to see the spill. I don't care what you label yourself, I don't think anybody would step out of the shadows and say, I like the oil spill. Who cares? Nobody wants to see that. So Big Oil is the big meanie in this, the big bad guy in this. And they look awful. Of course they look awful. And calling now for the elimination of oil company subsidies is another way to muscle for the administration, to show muscle, that he wants to hold, the president wants to hold the industry accountable. But the problem is the industry should have been held accountable before. I mean, there was lots of money to be made, and the oil companies are going to go along with the regulations after all, right? So if there had been politicians who had a more watchful eye, wink, wink, on Big Oil, maybe what happened at the Deepwater Horizon wouldn't necessarily have happened, or any of the other oil spills, if they were just minuscule, smaller ones, because there would be backup system after backup system. I don't think in life you can ever 100% guarantee anything, but if some of the people who were being fueled campaign-wise by the oil companies had thought to step outside of the box and look closely at what the regulations were and look closely at where the money was coming in. We've said this before, the Interior Department, right, the one division, the Minerals Department, gets the most money. They bring in the most money besides the IRS. So it was hands off. That's what it was. But, you know, this, you've got an election approaching. You have Republicans who are taking big chunks out of some of the Democrats, and they're making some of the same economic arguments that they've been making. And, you know, we're looking at November, and November is, it is closer than you think. You can almost touch it. Will there really be a big swing in the midterm elections? Remember this, every single seat in the House is up for grabs. Every single seat. Harry Reid in Nevada, scared to death he's going to lose his seat. He's been around for a long time. He's hanging on by a thread, and he certainly isn't the only one. And we saw, obviously, what happened to Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania. He jumped parties, and that's kind of a different story. But he was somebody who had been around a long time and figured he had enough of a following in Pennsylvania that surely there was no way he would even lose in a primary. That wasn't going to happen, right? So Obama talks about slamming Big Oil, pushing more taxes on them, and, you know, not being dependent on fossil fuels. And he also defended the response to the oil spill and extended the moratorium on offshore drilling permits. So, you know, 7-8 weeks ago, the fates and fortunes of the oil giants were a lot different than they are today. I can imagine there are a lot of people that want to strangle BP. I mean, from all walks of life. And this just adds more shots to what they're taking now. And Obama said, look, I take responsibility. It's my job to make sure that everything is done to shut this down. So he's saying that this is an unprecedented disaster, which we know, and blasted the oil companies. Fair or foul, America? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Yeah, talking about freeze frame, Al Gore liking life in the faster lane of Hollywood and deciding instead not to, and his wife as well, Tipper Gore, deciding to end their marriage. We talked about this yesterday, splitting up after decades. They were married like 40 years. Crazy when you think about the, you know, which I don't care about their personal life, but when you think about somebody being married that long, what a time to split at the so-called golden years, or they weren't really in the golden years, like kind of twilight years. I don't know, maybe I'm getting that wrong. Fun years? I don't know. But it was a shocker, huh? You think of the couples around the Gores, like the Clintons, and everything that the Clintons went through, they're still together, but the Gores are the ones that split up after 40 years. Well, they say breaking up is hard to do, especially when you're in the spotlight. So you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the things that we're talking about. Mostly, we've been mentioning the oil spill from the get-go of this hour, 800-259-5791. But we're going to talk about a couple of other things, too, including guns. Get the guns. Because there are some challenges coming up as far as gun rights are concerned in that Second Amendment. The Constitution and the manipulations of the Constitution, you know, will they stay and will they go? There are a lot of people that are pushing for certain things to be revamped in the Constitution, not just guns. And then there are others who are hardcore, what I just said, constitutionalists. And there are some big challenges ahead. If you notice, Felipe Calderon last week when he was addressing the joint Congress, he talked about guns at the border and the guns were coming from the United States. And I double checked my facts on that. You know, it's all about manipulating the numbers. That's why we do a segment called We Can Count. And it is only 10% that actually can be traced back to the United States. So I don't know where he's getting the numbers from. A lot of them are from Venezuela, Guatemala, other places, Russia, black market guns, but not traced all back to the United States. 10% of the guns that we're talking about, of these nutball cartel drug idiots who are just kidnapping people and shooting people in the street and Juarez and whatever, those aren't all traced back to the good old USA. So I don't know where Calderon is getting his facts or who's doing the research for him. But remember, he was pushing to reinstitute to make sure you had that assault, which was expiring, the assault weapon ban in place in the U.S. I love how this guy is telling us in the United States how to do business. Whether you agree with whatever he's saying or don't, do we really care? It's like the actors. Do I care? Really, honestly, do I care what any of the actors think about what's going on in the United States of America? And the answer is no. I don't care what... And I like some of these guys as far as acting, but Ben Affleck, I don't care what he thinks about politics. I don't care what Sean Penn thinks. I think it's great when they give money because they make a lot, especially when they make a ton of money. I think it's awesome that they're humanitarians and they give money and they try to help orphanages and try to help other people. But do I really deep down care what their opinions are? The answer is no. No, no, no. Tom is listening to us in Brownwood, Texas. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Kate, how are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, listen, you know them fluffy people, the ones that I call a lunar landscape on the body?
Yeah.
I know how to fix that without going to a doctor. You just go there and flip that light switch. Hey, at Al Gore, doesn't Tipper, didn't her family own Heinz?
No, that was Teresa Hines that you're thinking of John Kerry.
Oh, I was thinking maybe Al Gore was tired of playing catch-up.
That would have been good one-liner, though. I'd have to give you credit, but no, wrong woman.
Oh, well, can't get them all right.
Yep. But he's got, you know, remember, he comes from money because he came from a long line of tobacco people. That's what his great-granddaddy did. They made tremendous amount of money in Tennessee on tobacco.
You reckon they're helping that two-year-old kid smoke him two packs a day?
Yeah, boy, two packs a day. Ooh, that's some black lungs. Yeah, I did see that. I saw a picture of him, and he was so little. Like, who? What's wrong with these people? They should be locked up. I saw that story, like, last week, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he smoked that cigarette just like a 20-year-old.
Yeah,
I never
ridiculous.
Seen anything like it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here we come back to the Constitution, and you know what I think.
Yeah,
I think everybody better vote the Constitution, because them people that are in the administration now never fired a shot in defense of the Constitution. They all stayed home eating their milk toast, and now they want to change it all just because they think they know better. That ain't happening.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't think I honestly think that there are enough people that want to protect the Constitution, Tom, that I mean, you're right. You know, there's a push. That's what I said. There's a push on both sides. But I think it stays intact. However, there are, and thanks, Tom, there are crazy, speaking of Texas, there are crazy stories like this one in just outside that border town area of Nuevo Laredo. Police in that city just north of the Mexican border said on Wednesday they seized about 147 assault rifles that were headed for Mexico. Remember I just said that there was only 10%, so where is this happening? And, of course, there have been thousands of people that have been killed by the drug gangs. The cops are saying that they acted on a tip, and they stopped a truck on Saturday and found the rifles along with more than 200 other high-capacity magazines, bayonets, and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. The truck driver and the passenger were arrested, and the police there are saying it's the biggest weapons seizure in Laredo in a decade. It's one of the biggest cases that they've ever seen. And Mexico, Calderon, is complaining that most of the weapons used by the drug smugglers at the war with each other and the security border people come from the United States, which is why he was pushing to reinstate a ban on assault weapons to help cut the cross-border gun smuggling. And we already know this. I mean, it's outrageous, the numbers with these cartels. 23,000 people have been killed. 23,000. You know, that just boggles the mind. Since 2006. So here's the thing. It's definite. I mean, that it was only 10%, so I guess now we have to up that. But what do you think really happened here with these magical AK-47 rifles? I would love to hear what the truck driver and the passenger have to say about that. I would love to find out when they were grilled and they were asked about where they came from and how they got a hold of them and ultimately where they were going. That's the information I want to hear, because I have it on really, really good sources that yes, there are weapons that come across, but not the majority do not come as much as, I mean, hey, I'll call a spade a spade. As much as a lot of people want to pin it on the U.S., I don't really believe that it's all coming in from the U.S. because it's backing up in a different direction, according to some really good sources that I have at the Border Patrol and also with even the FBI and what they've been investigating. So this is a big seizure in Laredo, a huge seizure, as a matter of fact, because it just adds fuel to the fire on the whole idea of reinstating that ban with the AK-47 rifles. All right, you can, again, chime in whenever you want to at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist necessarily, but boy, the timing lately on some things has been interesting, hasn't it? Woo! Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Then we're hold-handing for the Gores, as they call it quits after 40 years of marriage. A lot of people questioning divorce now, and the divorce rates, and how many of the older couples are saying forget about it versus people younger in their marriage. And it seems to me that the divorce rate has been the same now for at least a couple of years. Isn't it like at 50%? 50%, that's the shot that you have going into it. Ooh, those aren't great odds, right? Still, luckily, people take their chances. Speaking of taking their chances, BP has taken a lot of chances, and now it's just a smackdown. It is just a smackdown. If you're running that company, I think you're calling everybody and anyone. It doesn't matter. Speed dial, anything. Just outside of the box, that's what I would do. I would just look for some of the strangest suggestions and really honestly thinking if I could comb through them, if any of them have even a tiny prayer of working, I'm going to go for it. Let's go for it, as many of you are lined up, so let's hit the phone line. Stu in Kentucky, you're up first. Thanks, Stu. How are you?
Pretty good, Kate. First of all, don't ever, ever mention Al Gore and tobacco again, because tobacco farmers in Tennessee despise that man. You have to remember his granddaddy, that's where they got all their money. His dad
was
a senator from Tennessee as well.
Yep.
And Gore, when he got totally turned on the business that made him what he was and put him where he was.
He did once he was in the Senate. You're right, yes.
Absolutely. His sister ended up with lung cancer, and he battled the tobacco company's man. I mean, he was right there pushing for different things on him. And, you know, I can remember my dad. My dad had been gone 12 years, but I can remember him saying one time when everybody started suing tobacco companies, my dad said, "Why would you sue?" He said, "When I started smoking in 1948, I knew it was bad for me. You can't tell me you're going to inhale something into your body, hold it for several seconds, spit it back out, and it's not going to be bad for you. You can't be that stupid.
But it's never our fault. It's always somebody else's fault when it comes to our health. You're right.
Well, that's what they think. But and Gore, really, when he gets tobacco companies, man, and I'm telling you something, Kentucky's a large grower of tobacco, and so is Tennessee. And there's, I mean, that is just a bad name to tobacco farmers, like they said. You know, that may be, but that made his money. That put him where he was. You don't crap where you eat.
I like the way you say it. It's kind of like the Kennedy and booze.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And besides that, I am sure Kipper is going to be a lot more chipper getting rid of Bohr, because he is the most boring person I've ever seen in my life. I mean, here's a guy, you got to figure, he was in there 8 years with Clinton. I mean, he had a pretty good run, and most vice presidents that's been in that long usually run for president, usually definitely hold their own state. Gore got his tail kicked in state Tennessee.
Yeah.
He couldn't carry his own home state.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was because of the way he did things, so, oh well. But the 26,000 cartel members killed in Mexico, I think that number's way too low. I think it should be a hell of a lot higher. Let them kill each other off and get away with it that way.
As long as they don't step in and kidnap some of us, which unfortunately is happening in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, well, Arizona, Phoenix is like the kidnapped capital of America, isn't it?
I know, it's terrible.
But, you know, it's okay because, you know, we don't need immigration laws anyway, and Arizona's totally wrong, and California wants to, boy, L.A. wants to boycott them, and they don't want to do business with them. Does that mean they're not going to buy their electricity from Arizona anymore? I never did get that. Is that what I understand?
Oh, no, they're going to take the electricity because they need it.
Why would
they
take the electricity? No, you can't take the electricity. If you boycott something, people in L.A., you boycott it. For crying out loud, you don't do what's best for you. If you're going to boycott, you take the chances. You sacrifice. What kind of people are these? I don't understand L.A. people. Kate, can you help me understand them?
Fruits and nuts, too.
This is a place with millionaires, and they give money overseas, but when something happens in their state or their city, they want everybody else to jump in and donate to them, but they still send their money overseas. At least Nashville showed that those people kept their money inside the state of Tennessee, and they donate to the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand America. And, you know, and like you said with Phoenix, I don't get that either. You know, and then we want immigration laws when we're the, I don't get it. When you figure it out, Kate, let me know. I'm really confused now.
I think
they need to send a lot of the people from L.A., you know, the city of L.A. that's wanting to ban Arizona. I think they ought to go on vacation in Phoenix. Let the cartel members kidnap them, take their butts back to Mexico, and then see what they think about immigration law then, so.
Yeah, but, touche, my friend. Thanks.
Okay.
You know, he makes a good point. And what's happened now since this old new immigration law is on the books, it hasn't kicked in, does not happen until the end of July. Lawsuits could block it. That has not been put into play yet. There are people filing lawsuits, groups. When I say people, there are groups of people filing lawsuits, but nothing has stopped it at this point. But speaking of the illegal immigration deal, the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, is meeting with the Prez on Thursday. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall to hear what they're discussing? Guarantee that's going to be the top headlines that come out of tomorrow besides the oil spill and what to do with the situation with Israel and the flotilla and what the investigation will yield. Let's go to Carl, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Carl.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm sitting right here at the age of early down here in Texas. I think it's still working. My telephone working?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
We got you loud and clear. You're right there near Brownwood, right?
Yeah, but I make a left to go under early, make a right going to Brownwood.
I love it.
Anyway, every time I hear about the president, our gorgeous guy, you know, that knows everything but doesn't know anything, talking about taking taxes breaks away from the oil companies or the car companies or doing this or doing that, doesn't he realize, seeing how he's so smart and intelligent and all of that education, that the companies that he's taking the taxes or breaks away from don't pay taxes anyway? It's us that pays the taxes. So why didn't he just mess up and tell everybody, we're going to go up $5 a gallon on gas and call it a tax, and we're going to go up $50 a month on your electric bill because of a tax. We're going to go up $200 a month on your groceries because of tax, and just give everybody the tax breaks they normally have, because we're going to end up paying for stuff anyway, you know?
No, you're absolutely right, because if you're running the oil company, what you do is if your tax breaks are taken away, you're going to pass it on to the consumers, and you'll do that with your own gasoline tax. The price will be jacked up. You're absolutely right. It's the same thing with the banks. Punish the banks and crack down on the credit cards and the fees, which, yeah, they were out of control and something should have been done. But you go too far to one side and all the fees are going to be passed on to the common man. They're just the working folks, all of us going up to the ATM just trying to put our little old paycheck in the bank. You're absolutely right. It ultimately is, and it's really that middle class that gets slammed, but it's ultimately the American people who end up paying.
I'll go along with that. And you can't tell the rich people y'all going to pay it, because the rich people's the only ones that's got enough money to leave this country of ours if they decide to and get away from it. It's just not fair. He just beats around the bush. And he says one thing, but all you got to do is look at the other way. Well, we're going to end up paying for it anyway. And now that we're on the subject of taxes, why in the world should we bail out the unions? We've already bailed out the banks. We shouldn't have done that either. We bailed out General Motors. We shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Why are we going to bail out the unions? They made the choices. They made the mistakes. Let them pay for it, you know? I'd like to be union a long time ago, but I'd like to retire in a few more years, too. But the way it's looking, I ain't going to be able to. I'll be 63 in October. I've been driving a truck for a long, long time. About 35 years.
Right.
And I was really looking forward, you know, to retiring, but I don't think I'm going to be able to, because that man that up in that White House is so smart and intelligent. I got to watch what I say, because I do have a tongue that waggles when it should wiggle. That's it.
You guys are hilarious down there in that area. I love it. You're just like Tom. And I'm going to steal that line from your brother. I'm the granddaughter of a trucker, so I know all about it. My grandfather, John, drove all over America, worked his behind off, and I understand what you're saying. And when you talk about the unions, call again. You're a great caller. Thanks, Carl. When you talk about the unions, we had somebody on last week from the Institute for Liberty, and it was Andrew Langer, and we were talking about the fact that now the unions, what's happening is it is a bailout for the unions because of the pensions, the way they messed up the pensions. So now all of our money is going to go toward, I shouldn't say all of our money, another slice of the pie is going to go toward this bailout, and it's because of what the unions did with bad decisions over pensions. And ultimately the money that's not there and how they're going to make it up. So you're right. Once again, who pays for it in the end? 800-259-5791. On the flip side, we can count.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
This version of We Can Count. You know Charlie Sheen? Fine-looking dude in Two and a Half Men. He was in Wall Street when he was just a pup. Well, he's going to serve 30 days in jail. This man and women, he's a guy who just should not get married again. But he keeps going back to the well. He's pleading guilty to a misdemeanor offense and is going to do those days in jail. And what the deal is that he just, no matter what the lawyer did, they could not fend this one off. So he's going to court on June 7th. He will plead, and he'll jump into his orange duds and start to do his jail time. With good behavior, he ends up doing maybe the Paris Hilton amount of days, probably 15 or so. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Sheen has been charged with felony menacing, misdemeanor, and third-degree assault and misdemeanor criminal mischief following a Christmas Day fight with his wife, Brooke Mueller, in Aspen, Colorado. So the idea is he's doing his jail sentence, I think, because he doesn't have to go on probation when he completes it. So he's just kind of getting it all out of the way. Oof. Man, it doesn't matter who he hooks up with. It just seems to end in a bloodbath, doesn't it? All right, so that's the news on Charlie Sheen. But there are some other things to jump to in We Can Count as far as numbers are concerned, including this. The Colorado Senate candidate says the White House suggested three. Now, what do I mean when the White House suggested three? One of Obama's top advisors suggested to a Colorado Dem that he forego a primary challenge to Senator Michael Bennet and instead apply for a different position. Now, this is, you know, this is nothing new from what we've been seeing with the Joe Sestak stuff, right? These disclosures, and they wanted him to apply for one of three international development jobs, by the way. The disclosure comes just a couple of days on the heels of the White House admitting orchestrating a job offer in the Pennsylvania Senate race with a similar goal of avoiding a massive or a divisive Democratic primary. It's a backroom deal. That's what it is, right? Backroom deal. And it's not unusual. It's happened in many other administrations, but this one is getting a lot of publicity. And it's, you know, the Sestak stuff is kind of nasty business. And not in a way. It is nasty business. So now this comes out. And the White House finally admitted, this is what I don't like. Just come clean. Just, if it's supposed to be, this is a transparent administration, then just say it. Instead, they're always backpedaling. So they had to be embarrassed with the egg on their face last Friday when they had to admit that it turned to Clinton last year to approach Congressman Sestak about backing out of the primary in favor of and this is the best part, an unpaid position on a federal advisory board. He said no, and he defeated Specter last month, and he got the Democratic nomination, as you know, after disclosing the job discussions. So, you know, there would have been an easy way to dance around this, and that's the problem. Why cover it up? I don't understand. And if there are other administrations where they said, hey, would you mind stepping aside because it's better for the party if this happens, but, you know, maybe you can get this position or whatever, then why not just admit it instead of making it that much worse? It makes you scratch your head and say, well, what am I supposed to think of? You know, it's like a mad, mad world. What am I supposed to think about this situation? Of course it looks seedy and it looks wrong when you're covering it up. It's always about the cover up. Just come clean and then it doesn't have to be that way. Are you going to like this one? Speaking of clean, not so clean. I happened to see this. I want to say it was in a money column somewhere, but it caught my attention. They had the junkiest cities in America. So who are the junkiest cities? And the junkiest cities are what we're talking about is not what you're thinking. We're talking about municipal bonds being downgraded below investment grade because their debt is considered junk. It's considered worthless. It's not a good thing. You don't want to be a junky city in this case. So Moody's Investor Services threw out a list. They declared the debt issued by Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and also Woonsocket, Rhode Island, I love the name of that town, though, to be junk, below investment grade, not worthwhile. Then who else was lumped in but Detroit and Pontiac, Michigan, Harvey, Illinois, Littlefield, Texas, and Central Falls, Rhode Island, also listed. And what are the things that go into the problems of turning upside down with the bonds? Well, you've got recession problems. You have unemployment that's sky high. You have people who are unemployed, don't have a job, can't pay their property taxes. And property taxes hold up whatever your local city is. I mean, it's about the taxes, right? So the city's operating budget continues to go up, and the pension and the debt payments don't fly out the window. The credit gets worse. Borrowing from municipal projects like sewer plants and roads gets way more expensive, and then all of a sudden you're squeezed. Like Central Falls, Rhode Island, you got about 19,000 people there, and you know, their ratings are slashed to bits. The city was actually put under receivership last week, so now it has a court-appointed lawyer managing finances and the future of Central Falls because they can't afford their pension fund, and they're facing all those deficits that could be above 20% of the budget in 2010 and 2011. And a lot of that is state aid cuts and increasing costs of, you know, increases to the pension cost, too. It's getting pretty tough out there. And you don't, you know, you, these are things that you don't necessarily think of until you hear about people losing their jobs or the city eliminating certain jobs, or there are cities that have cut back, like, let's say, on trash pickup, or they're charging more for trash pickup, and the reason why is because they're upside down. That's what it is. All right, I wanted to lighten the load, and we did that. We accomplished that, but this was a big story, and I don't want to ignore it. It does have a number in it, sadly, a sad number. They talked about earlier in the day how strange it was that 12 people were killed and 25 injured. A guy with a gun, they think he was a local taxi driver in London, England, went on a shooting spree through not just one town, but three small towns in the countryside of London. And after a long search, or a large-scale search, because they had everybody and their brother out looking for this guy, they found the body of the suspected gunman, 52-year-old Derek Bird. He was in a wooded area in a very popular tourist area. And they found the gun. They grabbed the gun from the scene where he was found. And they've never seen anything like it there, they're saying. It's an awful feeling when they interview people and they just are stunned. You can see that look in their face. And they don't know what to say. I can't believe that this has happened. They're trying to figure out all these different crime scenes and trying to figure out ultimately what the motive, what is the motive for this? So they got to hurry up and figure out what this Bird guy was all about and his history and how this happened. What sent him on this rampage and where were his movements? But that's a lot of families. I mean, that's pretty tragic stuff. You got to say that. You got a new prime minister, David Cameron, saying, what's he going to say? He's going to say that he offers his condolences to the families, and the government's going to do whatever they can to help the communities that were affected by this. But that is a very high number, 12 killed, 25 injured. Ooh. All right, I often say this. Despite some of the ugly news we tell you about, still remember, you got to pinch yourself, guys. You live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and any day you choose to, you can jump back on the horse, go round and round, reach out, and grab that brass ring.